section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 14, Episode 4, and 109 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special people this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the KHS Hall of Famer and future champion, Doug Hahn, and the 2002 champion, Brian Chateen. So let's talk week number three. We had, Doug, you want to talk about this one?
I whoop-a-titted Brian.
All right, Nanagay over me, Eric over Palmer, Tybo over Pate, Aaron over Joseph C., and Obergo over Kevin. Doug, what's the game of the week?
Me whoop-a-tating Brian.
All right, Brian, what's the game of the week?
I wouldn't call that the game of the week. I didn't think I was going to score 150.
So what is your game of the week?
Sadly, it has to be Oberg and Kevin because it was close, very close at the very end. Although it's also the toilet bowl game because they both suck.
Aaron?
Yeah, it's all three. It is all three because that was the toilet bowl game of the week. It was the game of the week because it was the closest at the end. And I would say Kevin got a little password in his taco because, you know, he only lost by 2 points.
That is correct. So, Aaron, so you said that's your toilet bowl game of the week. So, Doug.
That's all three. All three.
Doug, what is your toilet bowl game of the week?
It's got to be Kevin versus Oberg. That was horrible.
All right, Brian?
Yeah, I agree. I already said that.
I was actually going to say Dave pone-saucing me. He was way over me. So, Brian, who got Pastor's tacoed?
I don't know. I'm going to say Nanagay because...
Well, he won.
Yeah, he won.
Who's dirty? Oh, Pate then. My bad.
Pate got Pastor's
tacoed. Dirty
heels? Yeah, Dirty Heels, who's projected was supposed to be like crazy high, like for total wins for the season. And Boardman whooped the shit out of him.
Doug?
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
All right. I will actually say, well, I guess I'll have to say... Kevin got passed for his taco this week. Definitely. So week number three is in the books. Close it. And let's move on to week number four. We have myself taking on Obergo. We have Doug versus Tybo, Nanagay versus Brian, Dave Pate versus Ty Palmer, Aaron versus Kevin, and Eric versus Joe. Brian, what is your game of the week?
I'm going to say my game. It's huge.
You versus Nanagay? Well, Nanagay is... He's currently 3-0, and he's really squeaking by on some of these wins. What's your projection right now?
Andy, you got the biggest blowout this week by almost 100 points. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah,
if he scores at least 90, I don't win.
Well,
dude, if he scores 200, you don't win.
That's my problem. Yeah.
Well, two of the 3 weeks I made it 200.
Yeah, right now, Brian is only an 8-point underdog against Nanagay, so that could be the game of the week. Doug, what is your game of the week?
I want to go with my game versus Tybo. You got a 2-1 team and a 3-0 team. I'm ranked second right now, and he's ranked fifth, and that's the closest matchup that I can see. So I think that's got to be game of the week.
All right, Aaron, game of the week for you.
Yeah, that one is the closest matchup, and that would probably be my second game of the week, but I'm actually going to agree with Brian here. I think him and Nanagay, they do have a very storied rivalry here, and one of the biggest stats, one of the most interesting stats that I found out this week is that Brian is 4-1 against Dave, and so that's actually pretty big, you know, to be that dominant over another team. And as we saw, Nanagay, you know, he's 3-0. It's actually his best start in the past 5 years. So, you know, it's I think that this is probably going to be the biggest game of the week.
And what's your total game of the week?
Eric versus Joe.
All right.
And that's because I think that Hoofter is probably going to double up his score.
All right. So, Doug, what's your game of the week? Or your total game of the week?
Toilet Bowl game of the week. I was actually going to go with Hoofter versus Joe. But Hoofter's got a quarterback problem because Ben's going to be out for a while. So, well, we'll see how that goes. But I still think that's going to be Toilet Bowl game of the week too, just because Hoofter's rest of the players are going to do phenomenal, and it's Joe.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian.
I'm going to agree 100% with them too.
Oh, yeah, and right now Joe does have a kicker who's on IR in there, and I'm going to go out on a limb. I know, obviously, it's you know, Tuesday when we're recording, so you know, waivers go through. He's probably not going to use a waiver on a kicker, but I'd be willing to bet that that kicker's still in there Saturday morning. I'm going to go out on a limb there.
I'm willing to bet it's still in there at Sunday about 11:50.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. So who is...
Or are you going to change it?
No, I won't change it. So I'm actually going to say the Toilet Bowl game of the week for me is myself versus Johnny. Yeah, we're going to be the Toilet Bowl game of the week. Well, our combined scores may hit 250. We'll just leave it at that. So, Brian, who's most likely to get passed or is tacoed?
Nanagay.
Okay, Doug.
I say I've got a real good chance of actually losing this week just because Boardman's players have actually put up decent amount of points. I've got four people on the bye this week. Yeah, I still have to put in a kicker. I'm waiting for waivers to go through first before I submit my lineup. But we'll see how everything goes with my team being a little bit injured and banged up and his team actually outperforming his projected by hundreds of points. So we'll see.
Aaron.
I'm going to give this one to Brian. I think that Brian is going to continue his streak, and he is going to be the one behind the one in 3-1.
I'm going to say that Eric Van Hefty gets passworded his taco this week. Just going to say that. So, Aaron, you got some stats you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Every week, of course, do the previews. And so the interesting stuff here, 3-0 teams have never missed the playoffs. Right now, we have Doug and Nanagay sitting atop at 3-0. And so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're probably going to make the playoffs. I don't think that that's controversial, is it? No, no. Okay.
No.
I got a question for you, Aaron. Of the teams that have all made the playoffs that started out 3-0, what's the lowest seed that one of them got?
I don't have that stat in front of me, but I do have the lowest number, or you know, how many wins they typically get. So the least amount of wins a 3-0 team has had is actually 7, and 66% of the time they finish with 9 wins or more. Ooh. So Doug and Nanagay have a 2/3 chance of getting 9 wins this year.
Well, if one of the two teams were to not make the playoffs, I'm going to have to go on a limb and say it's Doug's, because his team's going streaks.
You know what, though? I getting 3 wins, you know, for the most part, you need 6 wins to make it in. I think
he's probably going to get in the playoffs, though.
With 10
games I got to face left, Brian again yet.
With 10 games left, and you have to face Joe 2 more times, right?
Joe once. I have one more time.
Okay. So that's a guaranteed win. Right.
Yeah, and Brian, so there's another guaranteed win. There's 2. Now, Hoofter, I haven't faced him yet, and I'm really hoping I get to face him during the Ben Roethlisberger out time.
Well, our matchup would be a whole
actually,
lot closer.
Actually, I don't. You guys all suck.
If your players didn't score 60 points a game.
So,
Brian, I have averaged 250 points a week.
So back to the stats here. 2-1 and 1-2 teams are actually very even. They make the playoffs 67, 68% of the time. And so the teams, and that's to be expected since, you know, we do have 8 teams that make the playoffs. 2-1 teams, we currently have 4. And then for 1-2, we also have 4. So that means that theoretically we should have 3 of each make the playoffs. And then 0-3, you have it's a long shot, but they do have that does happen from time to time. 0-3 teams have a 23% chance of making the playoffs. Last time was in 2012 by Andy. So, Doug, let me ask you, do you believe that Kevin or Joe have a chance at making the playoffs? A good chance?
One of them does.
I was going to say, if anybody does, I think it's Kevin. But I don't see either of them making it.
And what about you, Brian?
I'd have to agree with Doug, because I don't think Joe changes his roster very much. Kevin at least puts in the effort.
And I actually also agree with
I have with, a better question
there, Andy.
For Doug. I have a better question for Doug, actually. Doug, do you think that you're going to go 10-0 with Dave and then face off week 11 for 10-0 versus 10-0? Because you have a good chance because you play Bourbon this week. Then you got three buys in a row with Aaron, myself, and Joe. And with Brian. So you have four with Brian. And then you have Hoofter week 9. And then you have Palmer week 10. And then you have Nanigay week 11.
See, I think I'm pretty sure I can get to that 8-0 mark. But then Hoofter will probably be getting Big Ben back at that point, which kind of sucks. I was kind of hoping to get at least one game against him without his star quarterback. But so we'll see about how that goes. And I mean, it would be awesome to have two 10-0 teams going. Have we ever had anything like that,
Aaron? We have. I'm going back to get the actual number. It was in 2009. Is when Travis and Ty Palmer had an amazing run. And that's when Palmer went 11-1. So let's take a look here.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 8-0. So we had two teams at 8-0 go at it, which was amazing.
Hey, Doug, I got something to tell you. The week that you play Hoofter, even though it's the sixth week, I don't think Big Ben's going to play. I really don't, because he'll play week 10 because they have a bye week the following week.
I apologize. It was week 10 that they played, so they were both 9-0. And that's Ty Palmer actually got the win over Travis. But that's the furthest we've gone, two 9-0 teams. So week 11 would be the record, two 10-0 teams.
That would be awesome. Let's go ahead and just give us 10-0. Everybody can sandbag against me.
Okay.
So we have those stats, which is always kind of fun. Let's see, Nanigay's best start was in 2012 when he went 6-0. And then Doug, your best start was in 2008 where you went 3-0 before losing to Mike. Now that's with a straight win. Of course, your best start you ever had was when you went 7-1 in 2013. Mm-hmm. But you did lose your very first game to none other than David Pate.
Yes, I have a problem of doing that.
Yes. And then, Andy, you are 5-2 against Oberg. So do you think that you are going to continue your winning ways there?
I think the score is going to be 148-147 Oberg winning. Yep. Because it'll say that I should have played I should have played Tom Brady because Matt Ryan will fumble, throw like five picks. So I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. You know, pass it to himself, then fumble. You know, there's crazy stuff that goes on like that. So I think that's what's going to end up happening. But so I think Johnny's going to beat me.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go ahead and pick the four people who do not make the playoffs right now. And that is Kevin, Joe, Andy, and Oberg.
All right.
Oh,
we'll see about that.
You going to take that line down?
Yeah, he does take it line down.
Actually, he took it line down week one when I, you know.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All over him.
We'll see about that. I don't pull out, just to let you know.
I know.
You'll be dripping for weeks.
Oh, you are disgusting.
What are you talking about?
We're discussing Survival and Pick'em's Doom. So Cam, obviously, is still the winner. Survival, we did start up a for fun league with three strikes. And surprisingly enough, everybody won. Week one.
I'm sure they probably all picked Seattle.
Nope.
No.
Not everyone, no.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Got to pick the most obvious one.
That was. They played the Bears.
Oh, I don't think that was the most obvious one.
You know, if...
Yeah, it was.
I actually looked. If I would have put $100 saying that they wouldn't made the spread, I would have got like $1,600. It was something ridiculous when I last looked.
Would be weird.
$1,400. Hey, I'm sorry.
Doug.
Yes.
Let's talk NFL news. The Bears have traded away two players. They let another player go. What do you think about the Bears' moves over the past couple of days?
You know what? As a Bears fan, and I've been kind of dreading this the whole time. You know what? Let's go ahead and do what most of the other Chicago teams have done so far, and just go to a blank slate. Let's get some rookies, get some young talent in there. Let's build on some young talent. Yeah, we're going to have probably a couple rough years. We might go 0-16 this year. I even had a silly conspiracy theory of maybe they kept Kevin White and Alshon Jeffrey out just to, you know, and look at some of the defenses we played are some strong defenses. Let's keep them out during strong defenses and put them up maybe against some weak defenses or something just to get by this year. So there is no significant injuries stopping them from continuing on and playing later on and building a dynasty instead of this this crapshoot that we've been in the last few years.
All right, what do you think, Brian?
That's an interesting point there, Doug. That's very possible because he's very doesn't really give me much details on injuries. He's like, yeah, he's got an injury, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this team's just for sale. Everybody's like up for grabs.
Yeah, this is a weird thing with the Bears. I mean, they got rid of Jared Allen, and I get why they got rid of him because he doesn't really fit into the 3-4 system. That's fine, but he hasn't really produced that much. They showed like 5 highlights over and over again of him being on the Bears, and 3 of them were against the Lions. Of course you're going to tear up the Lions, but that was his best game. So that's it. That's all Jared Allen's done for us.
He had 2 tackles that game?
Yeah.
No, he had, I think, like 5 or 6 tackles and at least 2 sacks and 1 tackle for a loss.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. He did so well against the Lions. Big deal. Oh, well. I'm not sad.
What do you think of the rumor that Forte's on the market, though?
Oh, he is.
I think that this is a good move, though. I think that if they're going to trade him, they're going to trade him here in the next week or two. And the reason is that he, unless he re-signs with them, he's worthless. Because if they're not going to make the I'm not saying he's worthless, but if they're not going to make the playoffs, trade him to a team that you can get something out of it. Because Allen, I think this is last year for Allen. So you trade him, you at least get something out of it. Trade Forte, and you get something out of it as well. So you could say that, hey, I want your, I don't know, 2nd or 3rd rounder for Matt Forte and another conditional pick. And if you get that, that's great.
You get some practice for Langford.
There you go. So that is
build
an option.
Your future.
I don't know. I haven't been listening to the score lately, so I can only imagine what those guys are saying. Brian, have you been listening to it? The score at all?
I have not. But let's just hope that this GM knows how to pick guys in the draft that has talent.
Well, hey, at least the Cubs did something right, so which I doubted.
It took some years, but man, they're really good this year.
Yeah, too bad they have.
I'm hoping the Bears can follow that that kind of philosophy of how to rebuild. So we'll see.
Well, look at the Blackhawks. I mean, it only took a few years, and then all of a sudden we got 3 championships
and a raper.
He has not been convicted.
Allegedly,
there was his DNA was not inside of her.
On top of
or
it
around
too,
her genitalia.
We all know that it was the demon Cain and not corporate Cain.
Yes,
that committed those acts.
Right.
Okay.
I still think it was Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why he's got a limp knee now.
Oh.
Among other things.
Oh. Bazinga. Why couldn't I have played Brian this week? I would at least won. Or Johnny or Kevin, I would have won.
Let's see how.
What's your overall record, Brian?
What do you mean overall record? I'm 2-1.
So you're 2-1 right now, yes. But if you would have faced everybody each week, what is your overall record?
I have to read the recap.
Well, I posted it in the Skype message board.
What the fuck is the recap? You. There it is. There you go. Recap. Blast me. Thank you, assholes.
Yeah, in your ass.
Exactly. I get blasted. I'm flexing something.
Because right now I'm 27-6 overall.
Huh. I would be 15-18.
Yep.
It's pretty much what I said, even.
There you go.
And I would be 18-15.
If they played the same schedule as you, Doug, I would be 2-0 also. Or I'd be 2-0.
You'd be 2-1 because you still lose to me.
Well, right, but whatever.
What about Doug? Against would he opponents. Be 2-0 as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be 13-20. Yes.
You should just fire sell your team right now, Boober.
I'm telling you, Matt Forte.
Oh, my God. Andy sent me this terrible trade. It was atrocious.
You mean like the one you kept sending me? I'm gonna give you two
I sent you one
and my
trade.
24th rounder, but then I get your 18th rounder.
I sent you one trade offer, which was not shit.
Yes, it was.
You said you wanted a running back, and so I was selling low on Jeremy Hill, who is the starting running back for your Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He is obviously losing touches, but they are still very adamant that he is the guy, and he's had two very bad weeks. So if anything else, you could be buying low on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you putting him up, Aaron? Are you putting him in your trade block?
He is in my trade block, yeah.
All right. I might be sending you an offer soon. Speaking of trades, something kind of came up. Now that the Bears have made their trades, but we don't know what they've got back except for it was conditional offers of draft picks. Mm-hmm. Pick or picks. So now this brings up a good question for me. I'm glad we're doing this on the podcast so that it is out there and nothing's new. Let's say I wanted to send you a trade, Aaron, for Hill. And let's just say I gave you can I give you a conditional offer of a pick? Like if I make it to the championship, that getting Hill is worth a lot more to me than, you know, let's say I was willing to give you a 10th round pick. But if I made the championship, I'd really be willing to bump it up to like maybe a 6th round pick.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying that I'm offering that right now.
I was going to say, I'm just saying that right now.
I know.
Do that right.
But you know, because for me though, like to win the championship, I would be willing to sandbag 1 year to, and obviously I've done this before. I've sandbagged a year in order to try to get to the championship. I just lost. But conditional offers of trade picks. I know we don't have anything on the bylaws about this, but let's say I wanted to make something like, well, even you keep sending him your 24th pick. Let's say you got just a round out player and say, you know what, just to make the trade a little bit better, I'll give you my 20th pick instead of the 24th pick.
Andy, you are the commissioner.
I don't like that.
You would want the pick in the trade before. Yeah. Everything's on.
Yeah, it's just easier that way. If you wanted to do something where, like, at the trade deadline, you then, like, you don't do draft picks now, but at the trade deadline, then you do the draft pick trade, that's fine. But with the sixth rounder, remember, you have to give him at least an 11th or another, what's it, a 10th round as well. So, like, you can trade.
No. The bylaws are you can't have more than. I think it was two
trades between the 6 and 10.
Yeah, with between 6 and 10, you can't have more than two additional picks. And so you could theoretically have multiple 6 rounders. You could actually sell off your 7, 8, 9, and 10 rounds and have a bunch of 6s in a row. But the idea was that you then wouldn't have any other ones. So you can't have any more than two additional is what the bylaws were from 2 years ago. And we haven't run into any issues with that.
No, but from what I remember, I thought that we set it up where if you trade your 6th round pick, you have to then trade at least a 10th round. And then if that's what I thought it was, but if I'm wrong, that's fine.
You can only have two trades in the between 6 and 10 because I made a trade last year for Brian's 10th round pick. And when I was going to fire sale a couple players more, you guys stopped those trades because I was going to get 3 picks in that 5 to 6 to 10 range. And I already had that one. It's like, no, I'd rather, you know, I almost wanted to retrade Brian just for my 11th pick just so I could get two more in the other one. But the trade didn't turn out anyway, so. But no, I was just kind of curious about conditional offers of it, you know, because if I won the whole thing, I'd be willing to, you know, up my little, you know, my
well,
pick.
I would say, like, let's say the trade deadline is week 9. We'll just say that. I'm not sure what it is this year, but let's say it's week 9. I would want those draft picks traded by then. So if you think that you're going to make it to the championship and you want to trade your 6th rounder off, that's fine. You can do it. But it has to be done at that time. We can't do it after it's over with, because when we import everything in from like the next season, you import the draft picks as well. And if for some, and here's the other kicker too, that I didn't know, when you import everything, you have to import it. And I know we had a thing where, like, let's say someone leaves and you trade draft picks with them. Technically, I would have to go back manually and then change those draft picks. And that could take a while. So that's why, that's something we should talk about.
All right, so just a quick point of on there. So theoretically, this is just a theory. Andy is the commissioner, so it's up to him what he wants to do, which is fine. You know, theoretically, if in the future we wanted to change that, which, like I said, I don't really care either way. What we can do, because we actually did this 1 year when Oberg and I had a little bet about, I forgot what it was even. It was like, I would beat you, or like I would do go further in the playoffs, whatever it was. And the very last, after the playoffs were done, because I'm co-commissioner, so that way I can do a couple things behind the scenes. I, you know, don't have any real authority. I went and I opened up the trade so it would be open, because it closes, you know, after the trade deadline. I opened it up after the games were done, and then him and I swapped. It was sixth round picks or something like that for whatever deal we had. And so we traded, and then I closed the trades again, and then, you know,
but to everything see, locked that's different, though. If you guys are swapping picks, as in like in the same round, I don't care. Just, you know, 6 to 10 or 6 basically to 24, if you want to swap just that same round. So if you want to swap 10th round picks or 11th round picks, you guys can do that. I don't, if it's a bet, but it's after once we hit week 13 and we hit the playoffs, that's when I would rather not have any of that go on. If you want to say that, hey, well, I guess with the thing with you and Ober going, who goes further in the playoffs, if that's said and everyone knows about it, that you guys are doing this, just as long as no one has a problem with it, I'm cool with it. But I just don't want it in the first five rounds. And I want it where you swap the same round. So, and you could do it where if it turns out that you're going to have pick, I don't know, like the ninth pick, and then when it comes around and he's going to have the 12th pick, I could see where that would work, but it's one of those weird things.
All right, so Boober, if I offered you, like, let's say, you know, I offered you a trade, which I thought was really, really good, and beneficial to both parties. But let's say I wanted to give you just a little bit more on that trade, and I said, if I can make it to the championship, I'd be willing to trade you, or swap picks in, like, let's say, the sixth round, or whatever round it would make you higher and make me lower. Would that be okay with you then?
It would have to be done before the season, before the championship game. As in, like,
yeah,
if you say that, okay, I'm in the championship game in week 16, we can go in, swap the draft picks at that time. I would be okay with that, but I don't want
it. All right, so the condition would have to be if I make it to the championship game.
Right. It would have to be because once the league closes, because once the league closes, as in like once week 16 starts, we can't do any of that stuff. Because it has to be done basically Tuesday to Wednesday or till Thursday afternoon, we'll say. We couldn't do it at that. So we'd have to do it. If I make it to the championship game, I will swap my sixth round for your sixth round. I mean, if you did something like that, but that's the only way we could do that. I wouldn't want to do it where we'll swap like my sixth rounder for your 11th rounder. We'd have to do it in the same. I'd prefer the same round. Yeah.
Okay.
So it could help you. It could help it, or it could hurt you. I mean,
well, it would still benefit the other person. Like, I mean, if you wanted to fire yourself right now, Boober, which I kind of suggest you do.
You really just want to get his team.
He wants green is what he wants.
Well, he really wants that championship.
I really want the championship.
He doesn't care. He will lose. He will go 0-13 the next 2 years in a row, so long as he wins this year.
Yes. Well, I'll probably only go 0-13 the next year. But, well, no, I'll probably go 2-11 because I still have to face Joe. But,
oh, gosh.
He probably won't even be back then. You know, he'll be like, "Yeah, I'm done."
But yeah, I feel good about my team. I think a couple trades or a couple moves is really going to put my team way over and definitely get me the championship. And then I don't have to listen to Future Championship at the start of the thing anymore.
You know, I'll tell you the truth, Doug. I would probably be interested if we did Jones and was it Tulloch for Cooper. I might be interested in doing that.
Wait, I got a question. Andy, you have been in the league now since 2002. So this is your, 14th season with the league? And
You know what, Aaron?
And I didn't see you.
I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and the podcast is what I want to do.
Since you currently do not have a championship, how come you haven't tried to get other, like, better picks, you know, for people? Like, why haven't you tried or to get other people for picks? Why haven't you done that? Because you don't have a bad team, Andy. You just need running backs. And you need them bad. You really do need them.
And I tried to offer him a starting running back.
I said I might consider Jones and Tulloch, and was it Tulloch? For Cooper.
Tulloch.
And for Cooper, but I don't know if I want Adams or Jeffrey. I don't want Jeffrey. But I would probably
I wouldn't want either of them.
Jones and Tulloch for Cooper. I would probably do that one. And then, like,
Andy,
like 24 for, Andy. You know, what?
Andy.
What? We're talking trade, bitch.
I know. Are you trying to get trade raped again? Like Dave trade raped you last year?
I said Jones and Tulloch for Cooper, all right? I'm not saying AJ Green, bitch.
No, hold on. I want to know something. Remember last year where you and Dave colluded for him to get
another championship? There was no collusion.
Really?
Really? Because you know what? It actually benefited me.
Because you got an extra 18th round pick for giving away Marshawn Lynch, the top running back that year?
He stopped doing stuff for me.
Oh, really? The week you traded him, he got 3 touchdowns that week.
Okay, so that week. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But it helped. But it helped my team out because I got extra wins. Because if I would have had Marshawn Lynch on my team, I would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
Granted,
playoffs.
Granted, I was still ninth place
last year, Andy.
Fuck you. There was no. I'll tell you the truth. There was no collusion. Yes, we've been going for like 32 minutes by now.
Yeah, can you end the show, please? Put it out.
No,
sorry, collusion.
No collusion. I want to make this trade.
Jones, Tulloch, your 21st rounder for Cooper, and my 24th rounder. What do you think,
Andy? I don't think you understand that. Like,
I want Green.
I don't. No, Green's gonna stay on my team.
Then why is he on your trading block?
Because I want to see if people will put stupid trades out to me. Where it benefits all.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a stupid trade out. I mean, that's
a good trade. Tulloch and Jones, and you get Cooper.
A starting running back and a star linebacker for
No draft picks. We'll just do it that way.
So, Andy, are you going to end the show?
All right. So, I want to thank Brian Chatit and Doug Hahn and Aaron Hughes for coming on the show. And I hope that everyone has a great Week 4 in fantasy of football, not just in KSL, but your fantasy football fix all the way around. So for Brian GT, Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. I'm not going to get trade raped by anyone this year. I'm just telling you that right
Andy,
now.
So, Andy, just
trade
so you know, if you had Marshawn Lynch last year, you would have won Week 13 against Doug, and you would have made your way into the playoffs, knocking Hoofter out. And you actually would have then made it at least past the first round. Maybe even past the second
round. Where do you see this?
By going at the end, looking at the 2014 schedule, bitch.
Yeah, I was actually happy with that trade because I won.
There we go.
Andy, I understand that you guys colluded, and that's fine.
There was no collusion. I told you that from the day one. There was no collusion. I still think it was a good trade. Did I get raped by Doug's trade? Yes, I did. I got raped by Doug.
I'm sorry. Did you get
you
raped
mean?
By Dave's trade? Yes.
You didn't get raped by my trade because that trade actually worked out better for you.
No, it worked out great for you. It worked out great for you, not me.
No, it didn't work out for me. I ended up trading both the players I got from you because it hurt my team.
Brian, you want to talk trade?
I was pissed about that trade.
Brian, you want Matt Ryan? Brian?
No.
Matt Ryan?
No.
So, Doug, you got Julius Thomas and Sean Green?
No, I gave up Julius Thomas and Sean Green.
So, obviously, Julius Thomas helped Andy out. Julian Edelman and Vernon Davis. I don't remember how Davis did last year, but I'm assuming not very well.
Sucked.
I'm in need of a running back.
Hey, I got a
Aaron has every second. If you need a backup running back, talk to Aaron. He has all of them.
Huh? Oh, there.
Yep. Yeah, I don't need a backup running back.
Dude.
I just need a running back that's on a team that's yeah, well, the games are close.
Dude, I got the guy for you. I'll send you an offer.
Two of them.
Brandon, I'm sending you an offer.
Oh, geez. Hey. What's this crap offer?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Just so you know, the projected points for Matt Jones for the rest of the year is 163. Only Amari Cooper is 153. Why am I going to give you a linebacker, too?
Because I want a linebacker.
Because if I'm looking at the flexes on those two people.
But projections I'd rather
keep Matt Jones because he's a starting running back for the Washington Redskins.
The key word is the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, who actually haven't done too bad. They had a bad week last week, but that was it.
Bishop Sankey, please.
Why don't you offer him Duke Johnson?
You want me to put in Langford, too? I'll put in Langford, you know, potential starter for the Chicago Bears. Then you can have two starting running backs in Forte and Langford.
No thanks.
Did he offer you his 24th rounder?
Yahoo Sports. The trade has been rejected. What? Man, that's weird. I didn't expect that.
He'd fit right on the bench with my other running backs. So high.